Most of us know that we should be getting at least 8 hours sleep, drinking several glasses of water, eating healthy meals loaded with fruits and veggies. But doing all that isn't always easy, especially because most of us just don't have that much time. And that's probably why you're seeing everyone from busy parents to wellness experts making their food for the week in advance. In other words, meal prepping. People are turning to meal prepping to save time, money, and keep their health goals on track. America's Test Kitchen is compiling meal prep recipes in the forthcoming book, The Complete Make Ahead Cookbook. Stephanie Pixley is a senior editor there, and she joins us now. Excuse me, Stephanie, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks. I'm glad to talk to you.
Well, Stephanie, what are the benefits of making meals ahead of time?
Well, the benefits, as you mentioned, are that you can save time, you can save money, you can save stress. If you're able to prioritize your meals, you'll be a happier person, I think.
So you think it actually makes you happier?
Absolutely. If you have more time to do fun stuff that you'd rather be doing if you're not into cooking, then I think you'd be a happier person.
We were just talking about this before the interview started. Is it really a time savings? Because it does take time to prep those meals, maybe on a Sunday night, say, or a Saturday afternoon. So when it all comes out in the wash, are you ahead of the game?
I think you end up ahead of the game for sure. I mean, if you're spending a little bit of time in the morning to get a steak rubbed with a salt spice rub, then that means in the afternoon you don't have to spend that time and you can focus on other things. So it's all about finding when you have the time to figure out what's going to happen for dinner tonight.
Well, who do you think this concept of meal prepping is most useful to? Who's using it?
I think literally anyone could use this. Before starting this book, we actually surveyed home cooks and asked them how make-ahead cooking fits into their lifestyle. And what we learned was that really everyone has their own perspective. So we tried to include as much make-ahead information in our book with each recipe. So, for example, a dinner could be something that you make completely ahead and then just reheat the night of, or you prep it beforehand and then you just throw it in the oven. So it's really about figuring out what works best for you.
Are there particular types of meals that lend themselves especially well to this, you know, salads or casseroles, or can you find a way to meal prep almost anything?
You know, you'd be really surprised. You can find a way to meal prep really anything. I mean, you can do dessert. You can freeze a tiramisu. You can do a salad, like just a mixed green salad and a make-ahead vinaigrette and take it to work for lunch the next day. Or you can do your classic casserole. You can freeze a lasagna and bake it up the next day. It really is anything.
Well, let's go through some of the basics. What are some of the essential storing techniques and maybe the kind of equipment you might need to get this done?
Yeah, well, having good freezer bags and plastic or glass storage containers is really important if you want to be a successful prep-ahead cook. I know that I take the public transportation to work every day, and I've had many mornings where I've gotten to work and opened my bag, and the item that I brought to work that I spent so much time on just spilled out in my bag. So making sure that you have something that you trust to store is really important. So freezer bags are good if you're going to freeze, but also just for anything. And plastic or glass storage containers that snap tight is also really nice.
We have an especially avid meal prepper on the staff here at Central Time. In fact, She's the one who reached out to you, and she loves mason jars. What are your thoughts on the kind of mason jar craze?
Oh, yeah, they're super cute, and they're easy to store. They're easy to clean. They're perfect for vinaigrettes. You can just screw the lid on, take it to work, and then shake it in the lid to go later. You can even do really cute desserts in mason jars. They're really awesome.
So are we going to be sacrificing flavor and freshness by doing this? We get some convenience, but we're paying for it on the taste end of things.
If you do it right, no. One of the things that we really tried to do in developing this book was to make sure that we were making a fresh batch of whatever it is we were making ahead to taste side by side next to the made ahead version to make sure that we weren't sacrificing any quality. So we would literally freeze something for a month and then make something fresh and taste them side by side just to make sure.
Really? And they came out neck and neck?
Yeah. Yep. And if they didn't, then we tweaked the recipe. And if it didn't work, then we didn't include it.
Now, this idea of meal prepping is something that's really caught on with the fitness community. Why is it especially helpful when you're trying to get to those wellness goals?
Well, I think that something that a lot of people struggle with is time. And at the end of the day, if you have spent your day hectically running around between meetings and you get home and you're tired and you really just don't have the energy to put a meal on the table, a lot of the time people turn to takeout or frozen entrees, which really aren't that healthy. They're loaded in sodium or fat or hidden sugars. And if you take the time to prep your meal ahead, then you won't have to be tired and lazy because you've already done the work. So you just throw whatever it is in the oven or toss it with a vinaigrette or whatever.
Talking right now with Stephanie Pixley, Senior Books Editor at America's Test Kitchen. We're talking about meal prepping. That is to say, meals that you can make in advance and they'll feed you for the next few days or maybe a week. And Stephanie, salads seem to have been kind of tricky. In the past, we knew that you could, some people said, well, if you prep your greens and put some paper towels, it will absorb the moisture. But in general, it seems like salads don't always keep that well. What do we need to know about how to make a salad ahead of time?
Well, one of the big keys to knowing how to make a salad ahead of time is knowing what you can and cannot include. So, you know, if you're going to make a salad, it's probably not a great idea to put delicate things in your salad like watercress. However, roasted butternut squash is really great in a salad because it lasts really well. All you have to do is bring it to room temperature. Another thing that we learned actually was the way that you store your salad is really important. So if you're putting together a mixed green salad, it's actually really important to put the heartier and heavier ingredients at the bottom of your container or bowl and put more delicate ingredients like greens or herbs at the top. You also want to make sure that you keep wet ingredients like soft cheeses away from other ingredients that need to stay crisp and dry like nuts, just so that the nuts don't absorb the moisture from the cheese and then lose their flavor and crispness.
So are you saying that we don't have to do it salad bar style where you've got your little pouches of every single ingredient? We can put it all on top, just we have to layer it the right way?
Exactly, yeah. And you can do millions of variations of this, of a simple salad. You can do any fruit, any cheese, any greens. It's really up to you.
And you shared several recipes with us. Those are up, by the way, on the Central Time Facebook page right now if you want to take a look. And let's talk about one of the salads right now. You've got a recipe for spinach and frisée with blueberries, feta, and almonds. Sounds like a pretty gourmet salad, and you say we can do this one ahead of time.
Yeah, absolutely. The key to that is exactly what I said, putting the blueberries at the bottom of the bowl and then topping that with frisée and feta, spinach, and then all the way at the top is the almonds. You can store it that way for up to 24 hours before you dress and serve it.
And you've also got a vinaigrette recipe. And here's a tricky thing that I struggle with. I feel like if I bring a little container of homemade dressing, I have to slosh it around and see if I can get it to emulsify. You have a trick for that here with your make-ahead vinaigrette. What is it?
Yeah, this make-ahead vinaigrette is miraculous. It stays emulsified for several days thanks to the combination of emulsifiers of mustard and mayonnaise. And it also has a stabilizer in there. It has molasses. And another thing is that it won't solidify in the refrigerator thanks to the combination of extra virgin olive oil and vegetable oil. So there's like three tricks in there to make this the most miraculous make-ahead vinaigrette you'll ever have.
And how does it taste?
Delicious, of course.
So it's a vinaigrette, and does it taste like, I don't know, molasses, gingerbready?
No, not really. It's only a tablespoon of molasses, and it makes a full cup. So it just adds a little bit more depth of flavor, and it makes sure that the vinaigrette doesn't separate.
Stephanie Pixley stays with us. She's Senior Books Editor at America's Test Kitchen. We're talking about meal prepping, meals you can make in advance. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234 or on the Central Time Facebook page. What questions do you have about meal prepping? Is there something that you've tried before and it works pretty well? Something you'd like advice for? And does it help you stay healthy, to eat healthier during a busy week? Call us at 800-642-1234. We're picking up our conversation with Stephanie Pixley from America's Test Kitchen, looking at recipes that you can make ahead and keep stocked in your fridge. And you can join the conversation by calling 800-642-1234 or by posting on the Central Time Facebook page. Tell us if you need meal prepping ideas for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. What meals do you like to cook ahead for the entire week? And tell us if meal prepping has saved you time or money or helped you be a healthier person, leading a healthier life. Our number is 800-642-1234. And we take our first caller. We have Anita with us from Gurnee, Illinois. Anita, hi.
Hi, delightful program.
Thank you.
We noticed a few years ago that we're using a lot of the same preparation ingredients in many of our recipes. And that would be fresh garlic and different colors of organic peppers and basil. And we use a lot of olive oil. And so it's always that prep time that dissuades us, oh, maybe we won't make that tonight, you know. So what we decided was we get a whole bunch of the peppers together and we prep them. We keep a few of them out fresh for a salad and the rest go in Ziplocs in the freezer. And then the other thing is we'll prepare a lot of fresh garlic, and it goes in a glass jar in the fridge. And the other thing is to take a cupcake baking pan, and we've cut up a bunch of basil and put that down in those little cups and then fill the rest with olive oil. Mm. And then those go, when they're frozen, into a Ziploc. So if we're preparing a piece of chicken or fish, let's say, we can just take one or two of those little things out and plop them right on top of the fish or the chicken, and it takes care of itself in the oven. You don't even need to add any extra olive oil. And then the peppers, we just take them out of the freezer. The garlic's already made. There's none of that prep and mess and 1,000 dishes to wash. So
wow.
It turned out really, really great. We don't make the whole meal, but that heavy time-consuming prep is handled that way.
Anita, you are organized. That sounds fantastic. And I like the idea of peeling garlic ahead of time. That's one that always seems I'll roll my eyes if I'm not in the right mood, and then I'll reach for a frozen pizza instead. So what do you think about some of those ideas, Stephanie?
I think that's a great idea. I mean, I think something that I always like to do is when I get home from the grocery store is to prep my vegetables as much as possible. So like you do with your peppers, prepping them and putting them in Ziploc bags or storage containers, that's a really quick and easy way to get ahead of the dinner game without a lot of effort on the front end. Same thing with heads of lettuce. I take them home, I prep them, I wash them, and I store them in wrapped in damp paper towels and Ziploc bags in the crisper drawer, and they last so much longer than those boxes of pre-washed greens.
And do you chop them up if you've got a head of lettuce, or do you just kind of rinse them up?
Yeah, I do. I usually do, just to make it happen, get it done, get one step closer.
Interesting. Well, let's talk about another recipe you shared with us, and this is another one up on the Central Time Facebook page. And in this case, we're talking about mixed greens with asparagus and shredded carrots.
Yes, this is a great one for this time of year when we're finally getting some fresh vegetables again. I love this recipe because it's raw asparagus. So the only thing that you do is cut it, which is amazing. So you layer your carrots and your asparagus at the bottom of the bowl and then put your lettuce on top of that. It's a similar method to what we did with the spinach and frisée salad, but you just make sure that you don't bruise the delicate mesclun greens.
That sounds good. So veggies, getting some great ideas for how to get ahead on these veggies. And you shared another recipe with us where I was a little surprised. I thought this is not something that you make ahead of time. This is a day of labor intensive thing, smoked salmon and leek tart. But you say we can do it ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah, this one actually has a lot of make ahead potential to it. It's a beautiful, beautiful dish that is great for an Easter brunch or just any breakfast gathering with friends. It's a showstopper for sure. But there are several make-ahead aspects to this. So the crust itself, you can make ahead. You can make the crust and freeze it. You can make the crust and line your tart shell and freeze it. Or you can even bake your crust and let it sit at room temperature for 24 hours. And then you can even make your tart ahead of time. So you can bake your tart and let it sit at room temperature for 4 hours before topping it with this salmon, chive, oil mixture, Or you can bake your tart and refrigerate it for up to 24 hours ahead of time. So there's so many options for making this one ahead. We really tried to make sure that anyone who would pick up our book would be able to find something that they could fit into their lifestyle. So whether you're trying to do something far ahead of time or if you're just looking for a couple extra hours the day of, anything helps.
Stephanie Pixley is with us right now from America's Test Kitchen, and she's giving us some excellent ideas for meal prepping, getting it done ahead of time, maybe the kind of thing you do on a Sunday night or after a trip to the farmer's market or the store. And it turns out, Stephanie says, you can do almost anything, at least some components, ahead of time to save yourself some work down the week. We talked about prepping produce, and we want to know what you do to meal prep, to get ready for the week, to get ready for how you're going to feed yourself and your family, those lunches, those breakfasts. What do you do? And what techniques, what storage have you found? And do you have any particular recipes that you think work especially well when you're meal prepping? Let us know at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And Stephanie, what can we do to make sure that we're not eating the same meals over and over every single week?
That's a tough one. Yeah, people tend to get stuck in ruts for sure. I think one of the best things you can do is to try to eat seasonally. So go to the grocery store and see what's new in the market, in the produce section. That's something that I like to do because it forces you to be creative and it forces you to change up your habits. So even if it is a lasagna again, you can switch up what you're putting in your lasagna. So in the deep winter, maybe it's just a tomato and cheese lasagna. But in the summertime, having like a fresh tomato a fresh vegetable lasagna is something bright and different.
And you think it sounds like you were saying lasagnas freeze pretty well.
Oh yeah, of course. Everyone knows that though.
Is there anything special we need to do? I mean, when I think back to my grandmother who wrapped things in 9 different layers of plastic and tinfoil, and sometimes it still tasted like freezer burn. What do we need to do to not have that happen, to have it taste fresh?
Well, your grandmother was actually onto something. She wrapping it in plastic wrap is a good idea, but then wrapping it in foil is actually also a good idea. We found that the foil layer actually helps to prevent the lasagna from picking up off odors that of other foods in your freezer. But I think probably the most important thing is to not leave a lasagna in your freezer for a year and to eat it within 1 or 2 months. So a really important tip, if you're the type of make-ahead cook that likes to stock your freezer, is to put really clear labels on your food. So write what it is and the date that you made it on a piece of tape or something like that and put it directly on the dish just so that when you're pawing through and you see, oh, this is from 2015, you know, it's probably not going to be the best, so don't serve it to company.
Good idea. Label it all. And we've got a caller now. Tim is joining us in Eau Claire. Tim, hi.
Hi. So I was raised in a large family, and because of that, I cook very good food, but I can't cook small. So when I make pasta sauce, I make somewhere between a gallon and 5 gallons of pasta sauce.
So you're making a lot of pasta sauce.
I don't know how to cook small. The recipes, they just don't scale properly. And my question is, I've tried freezing it before, which turns out just fine, but if I were to can the pasta sauces, how long can I actually expect these things to last? Because if I make 5 gallons and there's just 3 of us having, you know, a pasta sauce-sized pasta kind of makes sense, or a canning jar size of pasta sauce kind of makes sense. But, you know, if there's meat, there's that kind of stuff in there, how long can I expect it to last?
Oh, interesting question, Tim. So if he's canning his gallons and gallons of pasta sauce, how long can he expect it to last?
That is a good question. You know, I think the point of canning is so that it lasts for a while. And I think generally people can when items are at their peak in season. So tomato sauces, you're probably canning in the middle of the summer. I think the best bet is to can for a year out. So in the summertime, make enough stuff to last you a year. And then the next summer, make another batch of that stuff.
Great, Tim. Well, good luck with your vats of tomato sauce. Sounds good. And let's go to Scott in Windsor. Scott, you're up. Hi.
Hi. This is a great show. I appreciate it a lot.
Thank you.
I just want to, maybe you can speak to it or not, or your guest can speak to it, but I've become a real aficionado of sous vide cooking to speed meal prep. You can set up a steak. I'm going to do a chuck roast for Easter dinner this week, and I'm going to start that soon. And then in about 36 hours, I'm going to be able to take it out, sear it off, and I'm done on Easter Sunday.
Okay, Scott, you're going to have to tell me what sous vide cooking is.
Oh, sous vide cooking is, I have a water circulator. I converted an old Coleman cooler to hold the water. The circulator sits down in there, and it has precision temperature control. You can cook your steak, your ribeye, to 129.6 degrees if you want. And it's done edge to edge, and then you just sear it off and serve it up, and it's the best steak you've ever had.
Wow.
I guarantee it.
I'm learning something new. Yeah, Stephanie, what about that? Sous vide cooking.
Yeah, it's a really fun way of cooking. A lot of people are getting into it right now. There's a lot of new types of sous vide sticks and water circulators that are on the market right now. So I don't know a ton about it, but what's your question?
There's no question. It's just the, you know, if you have any vegetables and things like vegetables are hard to do. Sous vide.
Absolutely. You know, another thing that's really great to do with sous vide is cooking seafood. I think people have a really hard time cooking seafood and knowing when it's done, especially if they don't have an instant read thermometer. So if you can put a beautiful piece of fish in your sous vide and know that it's going to be perfect, that gives people a lot of peace of mind.
Wow. Well, Scott, thank you for that. And clearly we're going to have to do a show about sous vide cooking now that I've learned what it is. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us and talking about meal prep today.
Absolutely. I was glad to talk to you.
That was Stephanie Pixley, Senior Books Editor at America's Test Kitchen, joining us to talk about meal prepping and share some recipes from the forthcoming book, The Complete Make-Ahead Cookbook. And don't forget, we have 4 recipes, maybe a couple more up on the Central Time Facebook page for you to take a look at and give a try this coming week. Good luck.